What not to do, despair, self-contempt, male-defined worth, and misread tears. In this video, we are looking at what not to do when you are hurting, longing, or feeling unseen. Hannah's story teaches us not only what holy strength looks like, but also what can go wrong in a woman's inner life when sorrow is left ungoverned. This matters deeply for confidence around men, because unresolved pain often distorts how women interpret male attention, male absence, male misunderstanding, and male approval. One danger is despair. Despair is not just sadness. It is the slow surrender of hope. It is when a woman begins to believe that because something has not happened yet, it never will. In Hannah's case, her longing was tied to childbearing. For many women today, the longing may involve marriage, children, calling, healing, sexual wholeness, ministry opportunity, or simply being seen with dignity. The danger comes when sorrow starts telling a final story. If a woman does not guard against despair, she may begin living as though her future has already closed. Another danger is self-contempt. This is when pain turns inward and becomes accusation. A woman may begin to think, something must be wrong with me. I must not be enough. I must not be beautiful enough, feminine enough, wanted enough, spiritual enough, or easy enough to love. Self-contempt is especially dangerous around men because it makes a woman more likely to interpret male attention as proof of worth and male distance as proof of failure. Then confidence disappears because her center has shifted outside herself and outside God. A third danger is male-defined worth. Elkanah loved Hannah, but even his love could not settle the ache in her soul. That matters. A woman can be loved by a man and still have unresolved grief. A woman can also be overlooked by men and still have full dignity before God. If a woman lets men define her worth, she will always be unstable around them. She will rise and fall with their words, their choices, their attention, or their rejection. That is not freedom. That is bondage with a feminine face. Then there is the issue of misread tears. Eli saw Hannah in anguish and thought she was drunk. That still happens in different ways today. Some men misread women's pain. Some dismiss it. Some oversimplify it. Some assume emotional intensity means disorder. A woman must not collapse every time she is misunderstood by a man. If she does, she may start over-explaining, apologizing for her emotions, or trying to become easier to handle so she will not be judged. But biblical womanhood is not about becoming emotionally invisible so that men stay comfortable. What not to do? Do not make despair your identity. Do not speak to yourself with contempt. Do not let male response become the measure of your value. Do not assume that misunderstanding means you are foolish. Do not weaponize your tears to control people, but do not be ashamed of them either. Do not chase men for reassurance when your soul needs to be recentered before God. And do not become bitter because your pain was not interpreted well. A wiser response looks like this. Bring sorrow to God. Tell the truth about what hurts. Refuse to despise yourself and let your dignity remain anchored in the Lord. Then, when men misunderstand you, overlook you, or fail to carry your emotional world well, you are grieved but not undone. Hannah teaches us that a woman can be sorrowful without surrendering to despair. She can be emotional without losing holiness. She can be misunderstood without losing dignity. And she can become stronger, not by having no tears, but by learning where those tears belong first.